for this occasion to share a few things about missions and to share a few things about our hearts and our heart's burden that continues through the years. And my situation is a little bit different, and excuse me if I get right into the heart of the subject, but time goes by quickly. We see that so easily, so I want to get right to the subject tonight. I'd love to just stop and chat with you for a while, but there are things we need to get to. And in my wife and mine situation, after 37 years of missionary service there in France, we had a decision to make, and I did not mind at all the decision to make in coming back to take care of my mom that will be 91 in just a few days, and we had her back to the wall needing help. And our mission director said, Brother Abbott, what are you going to do now when it comes to taking care of your mom? What are you going to do about the ministry? And I said, really, I just don't know what we're going to be able to do, but I was ready to turn in my resignation, do something locally, do something else if I had to. But he says, now, wait a minute, let me talk to some of the other directors of the mission, and I'll get back to you and make a proposition to you, which he did, and asked if I could stay on. 2 weeks later, he came back to me and said, well, if you can stay on with the mission and be able to keep yourself up financially, where you can stay on the road and out there in churches and missions conferences, in high schools and colleges, getting across the message of missions, because he says, you know, our churches are hurting, and when the churches hurt, missions hurt. And when the churches are hurting, and today we see that all across the country, we know of churches that's closed the doors, churches that used to run a lot more people running a lot less now. The burden is there, and the need is there. We're getting fewer and fewer candidates, and the candidates that we do get are just not always hanging in there and staying for the long run like they used to. So our job is a bit different, and our stand over there in the gymnasium, you'll notice that it's not presenting necessarily just a country, but it's representing missions in general. And this is what we're trying to do, is go about and encourage our young people to give themselves for missions, and to encourage the churches to not back up, but to go forward in missions. And so my job is not just to talk about France, even though I love to do that. That's where our heart has been since we arrived when I was just hardly a kid of 24 and got our work started there in France. And look at the years that's gone by. Certainly our hearts are there, but I must keep the rest of the world and the other needs in mind. Now, I don't usually deal with statistics very much, but I'm going to try to give you some now. I've given before to some of the church, to some of the church people, and even if you don't retain and remember these statistics, I hope that they'll at least impress in you and touch your heart and your mind and leave a mark upon you to show you the needs that are before us. And as I do this, I want to think of a verse. You don't have to look it up for the sake of time. Just simply one verse over in Ecclesiastes, verse 10 in chapter 9, he says this, that whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. And we see that what we're going to do, we've got to do it now. He says to do it with your might and to do it quickly. And this is what we see, the urgency of missions today. We see the need to do something. We need to do it quickly, and we need to do it with all of our force. And this is where we're seeing problems in missions today, just like we see in so many of our churches, and missions and mission boards and missionaries can be in the same thought mode, and that is to put themselves on cruise control and not really trying to move forward with vigor and with energy. He says not to, in this verse 10, he doesn't say, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, put yourself on cruise control. He says, do it with all your might. Right up to the very last, to your very last breaths on this old earth, God expects us to do the job here at home in our churches, on the mission fields as well, to do it with all of our might and to see the urgency of it and see the need that we just don't have time to waste. Now, here are some of those statistics I'll try to give you quickly. Even if you don't write them down or retain them, just let them speak to you and talk to you and retain these things in your thought and let God use these to show you again the urgency that we have before us today. Now, in recent days, over the last number of months and year or more, I've tried to collect and put together some of the statistics that would speak to me, and I hope that they'll speak to you and help you to see, again, this urgency that we see. For example, in one report I read, it said that there are about 60,000 young people in Christian schools across America today, roughly 60,000, a rough figure of all types of Christian schools, not just Baptist, but the other Christian schools that are out there, but roughly 6,000 of them. And yet in those schools, they have done the work to go in and do surveys and check this out. There are only 4% of those students are missionary candidates. Only 4% of the 60,000 are missions candidates. We're not even giving God the tithe out of our missionaries when it comes to the students that are in schools today. Not even 4%. And we know today that according, again, to the statistics, that out of every 10 missionary candidates that present themselves to go to the mission field, only 2 out of 10 ever even make it to the field, and only 1 of those 2 will ever stay. So you see the horrible percentages that we have before us today. You know that today the average time of a missionary on the mission field today is only 3.2 years? That's all some of them last. 3.2 years is the average time that the missionary going out to the field today is lasting. And because of this, we see that the average age of our missionaries on the field today is 57 years old. I'm 8 years over the average today. But 57 is the average age. And why is that? Because the ones that went out in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s are the ones that are mainly still there. But the ones that have gone out in recent years, that went out in their 20s and 30s in the last 10 or 15, 20 years, are the ones that's already packed it in and left. And we're seeing the ones that have stuck it out and stayed there are the ones that have come from the old school that are still there. There's a problem there somewhere. There's a problem where the need is not being met because we have people going out, but they're not staying. I think we saw the record broken one time when a new guy showed up for France with great support. And great, he had an apartment waiting for him. He had great support and thousands of dollars, literally over at least $5,000 by his own words, given to him to do nothing but just put furniture in his apartment. But in less than 1 month, he called his pastor and said, "Get me out of here." And in 2 months, he was gone. And we have another guy I know that was supported by a church in Bristol. I don't know the man personally, but I know the mission that he was with, not one of our mission, but the mission he was with. And he raised all of his support, 100% of over 3 years of work to raise all of his support. He had it all, 100%. He could leave now. But when it came time to go to the airport and put his money on the counter and buy his ticket, he got cold feet and backed out and never set one day's foot in the country of France like he planned. We're seeing the need is there. Do you realize in the 1920s? In the 1920s, during hard, hard times in America, they averaged in those days, it was estimated, 7 cents on every dollar was given to missions. But today, the average is 2 cents on every dollar. We have more money, we have more things than ever before, but we're seeing a difference in our hearts and our lives, our homes and our churches and our missions. And when the churches hurt, the missions will hurt. I came across a prayer bulletin from the church one time, and I in no way have any desire to throw any mud on that particular church. It's a wonderful church and a great pastor. But they happened to list in their prayer bulletin all the different prayer requests of people from the church that were on the mission field and people from the church that were in missions, in military someplace around the world. They also had a section about the young people from the church that were off in college somewhere. The young people from that church, they gave the name and the school of where the student was off in college someplace across the country. I noticed that there were 13 young people out of that church that were off in college someplace. There was one young lady that was in Bible school. Every other one was in a secular school somewhere, out to be engineers or this and that and the other thing. But one young lady out of 13 was off in a Bible school. Not necessarily a missions candidate, that's all right. But only one that was trying to prepare and train with a Bible training that would allow her to be used of the Lord in some way in the ministry next to her husband in the pastorate or next to her husband on the mission field or whatever. Only one out of 13. You see, I would have no stones to throw at that pastor. This is not necessarily his fault. To the contrary, he's a wonderful guy. But we're seeing this struggle and this problem that our thoughts and our hearts and our burdens are someplace else. That's why we have got to keep missions in front of our churches. That's why we've got to keep missions in front of our children and young people and young people's classes so that they will realize that missionaries were not just fabricated in some machine over there out in the barn and they were stamped out and thrown out from some other type of machine, from some other type of material. Every single missionary that you'll find out on the mission field somewhere today was sitting right there where you are tonight. They were sitting right there where you are, but God reached down and touched their hearts like he did for John and Betty Stamm, like he did for David Livingston, like he did for a host of others, men that were just sitting right there. We can still see William Carey sitting there at his cobbler's bench and working on shoes and looking out the window and his heart and his mind and his eyes were traveling the world to the regions beyond. We've got to have young people today that will have that vision and burden, that will step out and go. We need some that will march off to the front lines. That's exactly what we're looking for. That's part of my job, my need, is to be able to get in and try to encourage young people as we get into churches and to mission conferences, into schools, into classes, into Bible schools, to encourage them to say, hey, how about me? Maybe I could do that too. So stop by our stands and see what we've got. I'm not there to try to present just our country, but at our stand you'll find some things that will be of interest to you. The magazines and so forth that you see that are explaining things from around the world, like this is just a simple one about Southeast Asia. There's others there for the far north and other parts of the world. The magazine here, they're all free, these magazines, so feel free to help yourself. This one is Consider the Call. Consider the Call. This whole magazine is just about how you can be used. Consider the Call, young people. Stop by and pick up this magazine. My stand is getting rather depleted. I've been off in meetings and I don't have too much left, but I just as soon be cleaned out this week as to take anything home and have you take every single magazine and brochure that's there to see what's going on around the world. I will mention this in closing. You'll find this little book on the stand that comes from experiences and stories and history from the country or the continent of Europe. Every single story in here, there are 60 of them. It started off as a little hobby for me. I just did it as a hobby on the side. But I began to come across some remarkable and amazing stories from Europe concerning Voltaire and Picasso and Beethoven and Hitler and Churchill and a host of others. But amazing, unbelievable stories that always had to have, I had to find some way to make an application, just like the Lord did with his parables, and use it to learn something from it. So if you would be interested, I have to sell them because I have to buy them, but they're $10 a piece. If these stories would be of any interest to you in keeping your heart and your mind and thoughts on the continent of Europe as you come by the stand and see what we've got. And give us a chance to talk to you, and we'll show you what can be done on the field of missions today. Whatever your age, whatever your situation, there are places and ways that God can use you. We'd be glad to talk to you tonight. And thank you so much, Brother Julian. Thank you.
God bless you.